FM 90.3 WJTL, Ellie Limebeer by Fear. Good morning to you. It is 7:04.
Hey, are you looking for your next job opportunity? New positions have just been posted on WJTL Job Link. Whether you're seeking a career change or a fresh start, you can explore a variety of openings with local businesses and organizations. Just click the Job Link button at WJTL.com to see what's available in our community.
This morning, our very special guest is Christabel Brayton. She is here with Hope Survives. Good morning to you, Christabel.
Good morning, Fred. Thank you for having me.
I love having you here. Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
I want to say hi to my husband, Mike.
Hi, who, Mike.
You might know as Mike behind the mic.
That's pretty exciting. Now, how long ago was it that you were here with your mom the very first time that you told us all about your testimony?
Yeah, it was over 10 years ago. And yeah, hi to my mom as well.
Amazing. And then you've performed at Sertoma Chicken Barbecue for us and other various events throughout the year.
Yeah, it's been such a blessing to be connected with you guys. So thank you.
Love it. March is Brain Injury Awareness Month, so it's perfect that you're here. Tell us a little bit about your story and why this is so important to you.
Sure. So I had a pretty serious traumatic brain injury when I was a teenager. I had to relearn everything, like getting dressed, taking a shower, the right side of my body atrophied. I struggled with word finding, short-term memory loss, cognition, pretty much everything your brain controls. But in that process is when I started to write music. I never wrote a song before my brain injury. And so the Lord just really opened up this music, and music affects the brain in a way that nothing else really does.
Right.
And so that kind of led me down the journey towards being a singer-songwriter.
Amazing. Coming out of that brain injury and coming out of that into music, how did music help you express yourself and express what you were going through?
Well, I really struggled with aphasia, which is a word-finding difficulty, as well as I had some frontal lobe damage. And I would get really overwhelmed, so I couldn't express myself very well in conversation. But for some reason, in music, things just clicked. I could write songs that rhymed and made sense, even though I couldn't express the same things in words. And that's really how it began, just writing like hundreds of songs of just how I was feeling at the time. And it eventually led into writing and recording albums in Nashville and touring nationally.
How many albums do you have out now?
I have 4, I believe, plus Christmas.
Christmas.
4 originals.
That counts.
That's great.
That counts. That's awesome. And I have to say, the song that you wrote for Mike at your wedding and performed at your wedding is one of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard. I don't know how you got through it because emotionally, I was emotional.
He tells me about it all the time. Because Liam and I and Kayla are all getting married, and he's just like, but this moment at that wedding was just amazing. And I don't know how she did it.
And you surprised him.
Wow,
he didn't know it, right?
Yeah, I did. I kept it off the timelines, off everything. I told our officiant in like secret, it was only verbal, but I've never recorded that song yet. So maybe I should.
Yes,
well, you should,
please.
Because it's gorgeous. And
thank you.
I think your ability to share the emotion that you had in it, you know, really came out.
Thank you so much. I mean, songwriting's how I process the world. So, I wanted to, it's hard to express, you know, how you feel about, you know, anything, especially like my husband, my new husband.
Right.
So writing music is really, you know, where the Lord has moved in my heart.
So you originally had started Hope after head injury, right? And that's kind of transitioned into Hope Survives? So tell us a little bit about that and your thought behind that.
Sure. So over 10 years ago, I started a online brain injury support group. And that eventually led into doing, it started as a social media page. It eventually led into doing support groups, into doing online Bible studies. And now this year we launched a nonprofit organization called Hope Survives. So it's been very slow, intentional steps towards this nonprofit.
Yeah.
And we're so excited to have officially launched this month.
That's awesome. You're available for doing singing, for speaking, for sharing your testimony. Is that something folks could, you know, connect with you about?
Absolutely. Yeah. I love speaking. I've done a lot of like women's retreats and conferences. I have my master's in theology and I'm Working on a book proposal right now.
Oh, nice.
And so really just, heart is to share the faithfulness of God through everything. And so, yeah, I do concerts and speaking and really whatever.
Does Hope Survive have a website?
We do, yeah. So I have a music ministry,
right,
which is ChristabelBraden.com.
Right.
And then I have a nonprofit organization for brain injury that I founded, that we have a team, that's HopeSurvives.org.
So can they contact you through either of those?
Absolutely. HopeSurvives.org, we have a lot of online brain injury resources. We have support groups for families, caregivers, survivors, and Bible studies for brain injury survivors as well. And just bringing hope and encouragement. We just don't want anyone to feel alone.
Yeah, that's awesome. We're going to talk more with Christabel. She has a song that's called Hope Survives as well, and we're going to play that a little bit later on. So stick around. Rhett Walker, Zach Williams, more music on the way.